Blog Talk Radio.
Today, Lucretia Borgia, who was the daughter of a Roman Catholic Pope, Alexander VI, a Spanish family, notorious family. There's two movie sequels on cable TV and on DVD of the Borgias, two different versions. One, I think, is a Roman, an Italian-Canadian production. The other is, I think, British. Quite interesting. Also on this day is the guy who started Barings Bank, which is an English bank, which is involved in one of the financial scandals that has engulfed the world. Charles Darrow, who famous attorney in Chicago. He had his most infamous case was the Bobby Frank's murder, which involved two wealthy Jewish boys who committed a thrill murder. And, of course, it was this pair of glasses that was the clue that led the police to find the two young killers who went to the University of Chicago. Here is Charles Darrow commenting on the origin of crime. This is particularly relevant this week because now more and more cases have been coming to the public's attention involving prosecutorial misconduct, fraud, covering up documents, prosecuting cases where the guy was, they know he's innocent, concealing evidence, like in the Steve Nery case, U.S. Navy case, U.S. aircraft carrier Carl Vinson, which was involved. Also, that this is the second case involving the USS Carl Vinson. But here is Clarence Darrow commenting on the origin of crime.
People think there is no cause for crime, except the pure cussedness of the ones they call criminals. But as a matter of fact, there's a cause for everything in this world. And there's no way to remove the evil without removing the cause. There's a cause for all sorts of human conduct, just exactly as there's a cause for all the physical action of the universe. The real cause of crime is poverty, ignorance, hard luck, and generally youth. These almost invariably combine to produce what we call a crime. When we look at the prisoners in the jail, we find that all of them practically are poor, at least 9 pence, and these have always been poor. At least 9 pence began what they call a criminal career as mere children. 11, 12, 13, at a time of life when the ways of life are fixed. 9 tenths of them also are ignorant. They've never had the training that every intelligent parent would think was necessary to keep their child out of prison and make it safe in the community. All of these things almost universally combine to put people in jail.
Now, among the other birthdays today, we have Leopold Sikorsky, the great Polish-Irish conductor born in Britain. He never used the baton, and he did a lot of work, orchestrations and everything with American orchestras, Philadelphia Orchestra, the Minnesota Orchestra, and he made many recordings. He lived to about 90, and of course he always, if you remember Walt Disney's film, you should see it, Fantasia, he put the music together of all the great composers. Another great conductor, you don't hear too much about him, but they're just releasing his Bayreuth Ring of the Nibelungen recordings, Joseph Kalbert, born on this day. And then a lot of the movie music of the 50s was written by a Hungarian named Miklos Rocza. He did Ben-Hur, several other films, a lot of these, another European who came here and contributed to the culture of the United States. Among the actors and actresses, we have three. Barbara Hale, who played the secretary in the Perry Mason series. James Wood, who played all kinds of roles, criminals. He also played El Salvador and another several films. And then Eric Roberts. Among the events today, we have the death of 1853 of William Duvain Rufus King. He was the vice president in the James Buchanan administration, 15th president of the United States. He lived 30 days, and then he went to Cuba, and he caught tuberculosis or something and died. Now, Andrew Jackson referred to the two of them, James Buchanan and Rufus Duvain King. I think he refers to one of them as Miss Nancy. And Rufus Duvain King may have been our first gay vice president. One of the things is they were always together. And, of course, James Buchanan never married. He was going to marry, but the woman he was going to marry died. And Duvain, I think, was a bachelor. Also on this day, we have among the other deaths is Ben Hecht, great writer in Hollywood, the developer of Israel's most famous jet, and also France's, the Dassault. Marcel Dassault, his actual last name was Bloch, German Jewish. He was born on January 22nd, and he died on this day, April 18th. Among the other events today, we have San Francisco SPCA, which was founded in 1868 and was to, it was started to protect horses, the cable car horses, which were abused here in San Francisco. And during World War II, they offered, the San Francisco SPCA, offered the people of Hawaii to shelter their pets because of the fear of a Japanese invasion of the Hawaiian Islands, but it didn't happen. It's one of the good things that they did. And for a long time until the Agnos administration, in a case that I worked on, was they handled the animal control for San Francisco, but the Richard Avanzino, very controversial man, we had no background in animal welfare, he took over and got to be a cult of personality thing, and they were paying, the city was paying him $250,000 a year, each year, for in essence media work. Finally, the city set up its own animal control and saved that money, millions of dollars. And of course, David Fowler, Marguerite Warren, myself were all involved in that, in setting this thing up for the city. The great Admiral Isoroku Yamamoto, who was the hero of well, the Japanese considered him a hero. He put together the plan to bomb Pearl Harbor, but Nagumo didn't follow through with a third attack, which would have been to destroy the oil depots and a few other things, which would prevent the quick reconstruction and the fueling of our ships to get out to the Pacific to meet the Japanese at the Battle of Midway. And, of course, our aircraft carriers were not in port. That was the big prize, but they missed it. Yamamoto, during the 20s, came to the United States and toured the United States. He saw and understood the great industrial capacity of this country, and he warned the Japanese militarist Tojo and those people that you will run wild for a year or two, and then the United States will gear up and will be defeated. Yamamoto, his last big gamble was the Battle of Midway, in which he lost. And also he was shot down. He was ambushed over a jungle, I think at Rabaul, a great admiral, ranks with one of the greatest in world naval history. Excuse me. And also on this day, we had the San Francisco earthquake 110 years ago. Here they're building all kinds of buildings on earthquake land that is subject to earthquakes. David Fowler, who was the city's earthquake expert, he worked for FEMA, and he was also the editor of the book Denial of Disaster. The FEMA has warned San Francisco, do not build on corners, do not build over four stories, but yet they ignored it. The developers have come here from all over, and because of the corruption in City Hall, the San Francisco has become their sandbox and their playpen. And, of course, now they've been warned that the seawall along the San Francisco Bay is collapsing, and all we need is a tsunami. There are tsunami warnings all along San Francisco Bay, and, of course, all the construction there is of condos is now referred to as tsunami condos. Sooner or later it's going to hit here, so we may as well get ready for that. Now, the public toilet, this business of gays, lesbians, transgendered, and anybody else in the toilet business. Now, over 20 years ago, former police chief and then mayor Frank Jordan, I did a project for him, established the single-use public toilets. You can see them on the streets of San Francisco, and they're cleaned every day by Decol, a French company which comes in every day or every other day to clean them. And they're single-use toilets. There are single-use toilets in hospitals, in restaurants, in other businesses, and nobody, there's no fuss about this. You have to be transgendered or you have to be a male, female, child, whatever. Now, unfortunately, we have the radical gay, lesbian, left bullies, which have been promoting public toilet sex, public sex, glory hole sex, and they're the video voyeurs, such as Hamster is one of them, which has told the people of North Carolina who subscribe to their TV video services that they're going to black them out. But that company, Hamster, makes public toilet homosexual video sex. Also, we're having more and more reports of people going into women's toilets, children's, and into schools, and videotaping kids that are in the locker rooms or in the toilet, and they're putting this trash and garbage and perversion up on the World Wide Web. There's this issue here of, you know, these people have an agenda, and they don't know how to keep their mouth shut, their sleeves down, and their zippers up. And I refer to the sleeves business because you walk along the streets in San Francisco, and you better watch where you walk if you're coming here, because there's needles all over the place. This is becoming Junkie City. Now, the Manson case. Now, we hear about Leslie Van Houten, who has her parole board wants to grant her parole, or has the governor approve the granting of parole. Now, during the early 70s, when I lived in Haight-Ashbury, Charles Manson and the gang used to hang out in the Haight-Ashbury a couple of blocks from me. I think it was two blocks. Anyway, I ran into him on the street, and he backed me off the street. Just walking my dogs. Anyway, Mabel Tang is a left-wing Chinese political migrant who came here from Red China, Hong Kong, and she became a supervisor and a board of supervisors. She was also claiming to be a teacher at San Francisco State. She never showed up. She was also was involved with this bogus nonprofit called Career Resources. Anyway, on her political campaign contribution list, she claimed that there was a Manson Plumbing Company, which operated out of a post office box. When we checked, there's no such company and never was in San Francisco. So we call it Mabel and Manson, that connection. And she's not the only one involved in vote fraud. This is one of the problems with every election in San Francisco and in California, the growing and rampant vote fraud. And there's some people who really belong not in a polling box, but in a jail. And prison. They've been doing it for years and corrupting our elections. So we're going to be back on Wednesday. I've still got this, I don't know if it's flu or what, cold. And we will update more on, we'll try to have videos on what is inside these single-use toilets. It's quite interesting. The New Shadow and us did some video. Nobody was in there. We just want to show you what the facility looks like. And not while it was in use. Anyway, we'll end with our usual politics and poker. Excuse me. And we will be back Wednesday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. And then we'll go back to 4:00 on Fridays. We'll see how that works out. And, of course, we're all waiting to see what's going to happen in New York and in the East, whether Trump will trounce them, will trounce, Cruz, who's beginning to sound more like Senator Iceland in the movie The Manchurian Candidate. He's very bombastic, and he's got a voice that sounds like he's a castrated chicken. He needs voice lessons. But anyway, that's another story. So here we go with politics and poker, and we'll end with this is our theme.
Too much of my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you $5. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you gonna do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush.
Okay. Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where's the call of duck?
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Okay.
Little praise, good as gold.
I'll stay.
Raise your mind.
I'll fold. I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panyashinkovich. I'm certain it's fun.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
This is Peter Paul Brazil. We'll be back Wednesday at 4 p.m. 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. We have the Bernie Saunders, no bullshit thing. And of course, we earlier publicized and broadcast that there was a scandal involving his wife and how Roman Catholics were ripped off in Vermont. And the case involves his wife and I think a college there. So these are the scandals that are coming out. So we'll be back Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Good night.